You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the V3 Podcast with Dr. Ann Arvizu. Medical affairs innovators are changing the game for business success and making the world a better place for our patients. On the V3 Podcast, we showcase the vision, the voice, and the value of medical affairs. Each month, join host Dr. Ann Arvizu, a globally recognized medical affairs subject matter expert and awarded biotech industry executive veteran, for powerful interviews with today's acclaimed innovators and founders who are leading the profession forward into a new era. These high-level conversations will leave you inspired and equipped with future-focused ideas for changing culture and making an impact. And now, here's Anne.
Welcome, everybody, to the inaugural episode of The Vision, The Voice, and The Value. This is the V3 Podcast, and this is the future of medical affairs. In 21 years of pharma executive leadership, I've led global teams in multiple different functions within medical affairs and consulted to many top companies. My name is Ann Arvizu, and the company I founded back in 2002 still uses the same tagline on all of our RxCR Communications branded material. And that is the right drug to the right patient at the right time. Times may have changed, and the types of cutting-edge therapies and new products that we have available to us is far advanced. But the patient-first concept is crystal clear. Over these years, I have had the privilege to meet, work with, and befriend brilliant innovators, leaders, and waymakers. And the one thing that keeps them centered and able to move the business forward strategically is keeping the patients at the forefront of their objectives. I'll be interviewing these key global strategists on the vision, the voice, and the value to bring you new cutting-edge information. These are absolutely not going to be the same old rehashed conversations that are happening in medical affairs over and over again. These people are not just moving the needle. They know that the needle is broken, the ceiling is shattered, and the old model is fading in the mainstream face of AI and now even augmented reality. There are so many new trends coming our way technologically, causing us to rethink innovation. So let's talk just for a moment a little bit about innovation. The word innovation comes from the Latin innovare, which means the action or process of innovating, creating change, alteration, revolution, upheaval, transformation, metamorphosis, and breakthrough. This is the creation of a new method, a new idea, a new product. That's what we are in the business of doing. So we are all innovators within our companies as we collectively create new products to help our patients. We are also innovators in change or process when we're creating something or building something from scratch, like a department, an organization. That's who I am at my core. I'm a builder. And I've built alongside so many clients that are just so stellar in approach and stand out among the pack of thousands. Copy-paste the same old vanilla from another company and your department isn't going to work. You've heard the expression, one size does not fit all. Yes, it's still true, but there are those who are breaking the mold. They're moving into a completely different direction and they're saying, we don't need these old models anymore because we're moving into a new world. So we have to have a new way of doing things. If that rings true to you and you fall into that category because you are taking new ground by education, not force, or doing something new, I want to hear from you. We'll give you more information about that later. Now let's overview vision, voice, and value and set some context on what to expect on my show. First, vision. I'm not going to read a definition of vision from a dictionary. I'd like to give you a powerful visual example instead. I was at a speaking engagement many years ago, and I was listening to a motivational speaker from the Bahamas. He was a pastor named Miles Monroe, and he was sharing with a crowd of maybe several thousand people That vision for him was defined by his little five-year-old daughter. I might not have all the facts straight, but I can remember the visual image that was painted. He shared with the crowd that he was out on a boat one day in the Bahamas, gliding across the gorgeous, crystal clear blue water. And this little girl, who could barely see over the edge, grabs the port side with both of her hands, lifts herself up, looks over at the horizon, and says, "Daddy, I can see farther than my eyes can look." From that day on, that's been my personal paradigm of vision. I hope you can borrow it for your own if it serves you. Sadly, Dr. Monroe and his wife died in a plane crash in 2014. Life is short. We have to make the most of it. In our upcoming episodes, I'm going to be interviewing true visionaries that see farther than most eyes can look in our biotech realm. I consider them futurists, trendsetters, and key figures across GMA, making the most of what they're given. This podcast will be perfect for listeners who are in the industry, in the trenches of medical affairs, to give you a monthly dose of vision, voice, and value, and maybe stir up some of the passion in you that you can apply right within your circle of influence. So, on this show, we're really not going to be talking about the details and specifics of our functions within medical affairs, like what does the TA do, or what strategy is, or how to support and craft a medical affairs plan or slide deck, or how to speak to your payers. We're not talking about MedInfo or MedCom or scientific platforms or any of the other shared services. We're not necessarily talking about the field medical teams or insights. We're not talking about investigator-sponsored studies or real-world evidence. And yet, we may touch upon all of these functions that drive the business of medical affairs forward in the context of patient centricity and around the themes of creating high-performing teams. We'll hear vantage points on what is important as we move forward in this sort of new pharma world order. And yes, I believe there is one. This is going to be a higher level look at what really needs to go on in order to position medical affairs and its functions as key drivers for the entire pharmaceutical industry. It's a bold claim to say that medical affairs is that key driver for our industry. But it's not just coming from my lips. The headlines recently from Technology Review magazine said that Joshua Bengio, who, if you don't know who he is, he's a master of modern artificial intelligence, said that it's almost like you can't open the news or your computer or your phone or your smartphone without seeing something about or related to AI. I agree. In our industry in general, just so you know, the trends show that we're really far behind the bell curve in terms of trust in accepting AI into our various functions, or budgets for that matter. And yet we know AI is coming, and we know it's actually making its way into larger companies. Chatbots are already being trialed in healthcare today. Doctors and patients and providers are using them. Payers are using them. The future of what we do in functions such as medical information, pharmacovigilance, medical affairs, post-marketing clinical trials is becoming very, very important. As many of you know, I'm a global expert in medical affairs department's capabilities build from a very operational standpoint. I've led global teams of MedInfo, MedCom, publications, and I've been challenged by companies asking me to invest and really look under the hood and see how it's done with AI. The question remains, how do we close the gaps between where we are and where we want to be in terms of strategy alignment, value, and technology? We need to come up to bat and be ready for the crack of the ball. Recently, Simon Sparks, VP of Medical Affairs for Aris Global, wrote an article that was featured in Pipeline, PIPA's magazine. He stated that using advanced algorithm systems, we are able to understand requests of an HCP or consumer. They're actually being able to deconstruct it, instantly search all of the existing approved content and historical data that's available, and then provide the answer. He says, "I'm sure this will become an Alexa skill in the very near future." Can you imagine medical information and call centers And I'm talking about professional contact centers run by top PharmDs, staffed by nurses, staffed by pharmacists, possibly being replaced by chatbots driven by AI who are very close to actually providing the correct answers. Now, before you worry, Forbes mentioned that for 2019, people are still looking for the human touch. Not only do they not trust our industry, they don't trust technology either. So no one, if you remember, lost jobs because of computers. The roles just change. But the current reality is that there are chatbots online that can do a lot of different things, and they're able to connect or help us connect with patients, and they're able to answer some really basic and sometimes not so basic questions and potentially drive down some major costs in our industry in various applications if we look into changing the way we do things. So we will feature some very cutting edge type of conversations on this show, as well as hearing from very interesting leaders who are making waves. Why are these candid conversations important? If our companies and our vendors and our service providers and consultants like me and our teams aren't being educated constantly or educating themselves on how to move through the new era of fast information that we're moving into, we're all going to fall behind. And falling behind means failed launches, lack of investors, and it means an overall lack of trust in our companies and products. I consistently see companies preparing for launch the very wrong way. And what happens is that it's detrimental for everyone, not just overworked teams or understaffed teams that are now being run into the ground from exhaustion and burnout from their work, but from leaders that don't know what good looks like. So why would they be willing to go for excellent? Gone are the days when companies are focusing on sales reps as the number one person to hire prior to a launch. In fact, in an article recently released by Pharmacy Times Online that was entitled, "Medical Affairs are the Navigators of Pharma's New World Order." Ah, thank you, author Bob Moratori, coming from the UK. He agrees with me that the most important role in the emerging future of the pharmaceutical and biotech industry is medical affairs. It's a responsibility long viewed as a support function, but he goes on to say that fast forward and medical affairs is now encompassing strategy, safety, communications, post-launch trials, field teams, and much more. He calls it a sort of command central of pharma. I love that. And it's true. And it has been true for a while. What we do in medical affairs matters. We provide collectively the overall structure, foundation, and governance for the entire organization. We are led and governed by industry leaders and medical personnel who are subject matter experts, either internally or in the field. I believe medical affairs is not only a force for change, it's a powerful force for trust in the industry. Now, let me take a step back here for the sake of our listeners. Most of our ideal listeners will be leaders in this industry already, and you care to see that the work of your labor comes to fruition. You also care to give back to the profession and maybe share some nuggets of what you see is working or not working as our episodes progress. That's the kind of leader I'll be hosting conversations with. And that's where we now move from talking about the vision to the voice. Think about for a moment what it means to have a voice. You're hearing mine right now. It means to be an original. It means to be unique. Every single person on planet Earth's voice patterns are different, unique, like our fingerprints. Nobody, not even a computer, can recreate my voice totally the way it is resonating from my vocal cords right now. Innovators and visionary leaders are also people that have very strong voices. They are the ones swimming against the current, going against the grain, and they're getting stronger in the process. You have to think about what a salmon does when it swims upstream. They become some pretty muscular fish, and they're the voice of strength. People rely on them to make a way where there is no way. These are people not satisfied with plain vanilla. they want Ben and Jerry's, right? Or they founded Ben and Jerry's. When they see a new innovation on the way, right past the horizon, they're ready to go for it with all their hearts. That is also the hallmark of a great voice owned by a great leader, that it comes straight from their heart. They say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And true leaders do so with a following behind them. These are the Steve Jobs of our industry, the Elon Musks of our industry even, those famous or infamous leaders that are not afraid to share their voice and not afraid to share what's working for the industry and what's not. It's in those intimate conversations of informed opinion that we are going to have here on V3, where real change and transformation is going to be able to take place. So finally, let's talk about the value. So if you're from our industry, you get that you have to prove value. But maybe you've stumbled upon this show just because you'd like to know more about medical affairs or the pharmaceutical or biotech industry. Maybe you're a pharmacist listening on the Pharmacy Podcast Network, and maybe you're a stranger to medical affairs, but you still understand that in any role you serve, you need to prove your worth for being part of that organization. And in our industry, there is a value concept that comes just from being medical affairs. The more we build up our organizations with quality healthcare professionals and scientists directed in the art of patient-centric strategy, then the more the company can flourish, in my opinion. The value conversation, therefore, is critical in our increasingly lean and flat biotech industry. In medical affairs, we are resonating with the core of our vision, and we are reaching and touching our patients directly and indirectly. There are also no other facets of these giant companies that you don't touch, whether it's commercial, IT, regulatory, safety, compliance, legal, HR, et cetera, et cetera. So your internal stakeholders end up being just as important as your external stakeholders. It's a great career for those that really stay up on their game. And it's an exciting time in our chaotic world if we ride the wave of change forward with grace. The leaders that make it are the ones that have harnessed the secret of providing value and communications well to their executive teams and their key stakeholders. I talk with clients every single day about that value conversation. They consistently reach out to me and say, help me with this business case, create those slides for me, right? These are the challenges that when you're working all day long and you're in the trenches, you might think that your teams have talked about value ad nauseum. But no, we haven't. Demonstrating it is the other half. I think we've only even really begun having the correct dialogue. Point number two, people do business with and refer people to they know, like, and trust. That's a Bob Bergism favorite of mine, and that's been ingrained in me for decades. I also say all the time that perception is reality. So how you're being valued or perceived internally by your customers and by the patients externally is key. My goodness, there's a lot to learn about value, especially with new technology, and we're all moving at the speed of light. So I even believe value perception will also evolve as changes in standard of care evolve and as technology evolves. I have a few guests lined up of people that are not just raising the bar, they're remaking the bar. There is no such thing as global practice standards or best practices or cutting edge. These paradigms are created as we move forward together collectively with expanded roles and responsibilities. And I see firsthand as a consultant that they're constantly and continually in a state of flux and shifting, especially with our technology needs. With understanding and wisdom at the highest C-suite level of what we do in biotech, we can create a fundamental long-term shift, not only in drug development, commercialization, launch excellence, and strategy, but for the sake of humanity. I love the vantage point that I mentioned previously, that medical affairs is the new navigator. And as that new navigator, we have the ability to potentially set the course through the uncharted healthcare landscape and really be the value driver for the entire pharmaceutical and biotech industry. Patients have had enough. Patients have no patience. They don't want another sales rep. Specialists are on Twitter answering questions and talking to each other and drawing a crowd. Prescribers don't want the marketing campaigns. I don't know if you saw the news recently that pertains to this, but I recently was contacted by Ipsor, and they asked what I thought about the new laws that might make it mandatory that all TV and marketing ads that go out henceforward from our companies might need to now include pricing. I personally thought it was brilliant. The 100 side effects that the ads mentioned seemed to not get through to people, but surely price would. That is just going to make buyers, meaning patients, who have so many choices, they see a number and they decide that they just won't ask for your dry eye treatment after all. Or maybe they won't trust it if it's prescribed to them. Even though they trust the popular pretty celebrity there on the commercial, they're a little smarter and a little savvier these days, and they're more demanding than ever. The only way our companies will actually get to know what our patients care about is when they hear the things that we only hear in medical affairs. We hear what the doctors are saying in the field teams, what the patients and caregivers are saying in medical information. So this podcast is for you, my colleagues, my medical affairs breakthrough artists, and we want to hear from you. If you would like to be a featured voice on this podcast, then please contact me by filling in the form at the bottom of our webpage at rxercommunications.com. Hopefully there will be a link down below this episode, but if you can't access it, once again, it's www.rxercommunications.com. If you're a global executive leader, vice president or above that knows medical affairs inside and out, then we want to hear your take on our State of the Union. Years ago, Tony Robbins coined the definition of insanity and said, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results is insane. And sometimes in our industry, that's what we do. So we kind of make ourselves a little bit crazy if the same way of doing things in medical affairs is going to continue to work a year down the road, 5 years down the road, 10. It's changing. I know I'm going to lean into every one of these cutting edge conversations. I believe you will too, because the sharing of vision, voice, and value concepts spark new ideas. And in the right hands, those idea seeds can bloom. I'm so thankful to ACMA in partnering with RxCR Communications in supporting the creation and distribution of this podcast and its mission to provide service, information, and value at no cost for our listeners, except for the time it takes to tune in. I'm thankful to our network hosts as well, to PPN and to Helium Radio, and to our sponsors. If you would, please share this episode on social media and help the ideas spread. Use hashtag V3Podcast. If you'd like to be social, you can also connect with me on social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, etc., at my name, Ann Arvizu, or send me any questions or comments at my website. We'd love to hear what you think of this concept or what you'd most like to hear in some of our upcoming episodes. To your success, and to next time, I am your host, Ann Arvizu.
Thank you for listening to the V3 Podcast, part of the ACMA Podcast Series, in collaboration with the Pharmacy Podcast Network. For all of the ACMA podcasts, please go to acmapodcast.com.